right now, as you listen to this, my property is going under some construction. That's because I am actually finally in the starting stages of the building process for a new FOSS Movement studio gym space. And everything's being built from the ground up. It's been months of kind of planning behind the scenes, months of putting in designs, months of trying to work with the city to make this happen. And now it's actually coming into fruition. It's actually becoming something. And it's great when you plan something and then you start to execute and you start to see results from it. When I was walking today, though, I felt like I saw some of the same ideas that went into this whole construction process as I do with helping somebody build a fitness program or a workout program. And I wanted to quickly go over kind of the overlap between the construction plans and how those tend to go, and also the idea of a fitness plan and some of the things you should think about. So I wanted to go over a couple of those details today. There's five kind of key points to it, and I wanted to share those with you in case it's helpful for you, maybe wanting to give a overhaul to the plan that is your fitness and your fitness goals. So focus in and let's have a chat. Jambo, my friends. I'm Zo, or the Coach Zo, you know, and this is What the FOSS, a podcast where we answer different questions that have to do with your physicality and mentality in order to help you grow your fitness and do the activities that you love to do. But on today's, we're going to talk about kind of the steps that goes into a fitness plan for yourself. Or if you might have asked, like, how do I even start? A lot of people, they talk about, oh man, yeah, I want to start, I just don't know how, right? Or I want to get into strength training or weightlifting, but I just have no idea like where to start or where to go, so I'm just not going to do it. And I hear that a lot from people, that almost everybody usually is excited to try to start something like that because they know the benefits that it could bring them or the benefits to their favorite activity, but they don't really know where to go with it. And that's the same thing that construction has been like for me. It's been not a nightmare, I would say, but it has been very new. And there's a lot of learning curves for me that I needed to tackle in this process. And I think it's one of those things for people when they're new to fitness. It's something that's brand new. They feel out of their comfort zone. They couldn't just go to the gym and immediately just start something. They would have to figure it out, and it's where some of the same things tend to overlap. Because when I've gone into this bit for construction plans, one of the main things you need, especially if you do it through the city, like I'm doing it, is you need to basically have a layout. And you need to have a layout of how you're going to build this building, or what sort of the steps are in this process. Basically, what kind of layout is it going to be, and what is it going to be used for? Now, when you apply this to your fitness, the one way I want you to think about it is you need to also have a layout for working out, right? A lot of people sometimes go to the gym and they just use the treadmill for, you know, like 10 minutes, and they go in there and they do that as a routine, and that's great. At least something is better than nothing. However, the main question I always ask people when they want to start a fitness plan, whether it's with me or just on their own, is why? Why are you doing this? It is a stress that you're putting on yourself. It's a good stress, by the way. I would rather put stress on myself versus just having stress happen to me and just through daily actions in life. I would rather have a controlled stress that makes me better in this case. That's the difference between eustress versus distress. Distress is all the stress that's thrown at you in life. The more eustress that you put in life, the more you're able to stand up to the other bits of distress. Side rant. Anyhow, I ask people why they want to do something, because if you're going to go through and do this, you might as well do it for the purpose of whatever activity that you want to do, right? Or basically, I ask people, how can I say this? If you, let's say you had the perfect fit body that you're talking about, right? Let's say it could move in the ways you wanted to, you had the strength that you wanted to, you had the athletic capabilities that you want to, what would you do with it? I personally, with the exercise that I do, I try to maximize it for overall just feeling good throughout the day, right? Where I can crouch and reach up high and get in different positions without being in pain, along with being an efficient and effective runner. And those are my goals personally, but those don't have to be yours. That's a big thing with laying out this plan, is you need to lay out, okay, I'm doing this because I want to be able to use my body for this. And you need to figure out that layout, just like you need a layout of a building plan. You need to figure out this layout of what kind of things maybe that you'd want to do in order to get this achievement physically that you want. And now the way I'm going through with the city is I'm doing it in a legal way, which means I got to deal with permits. I got to deal with the city and getting everything approved before anything even started. That's why this has been going on for months and months. And the past few days have been the first real construction days where something's happened. Now, of course, you can do this not legally, right? But that also comes with more of its risks. That's honestly the same way kind of with fitness I wanted to touch on real fast, is that you can go through a couple of these plans. You always see things like, oh, well, you see people do like some plan where it's like 20 days and it's just some hard crash course of 20 days. And maybe they get some like quick results from it. However, those results might not last that well. And it comes with this risk of taking on all of this stress at the same time versus going through some of these gradual changes and being patient and waiting for some of these results to come. When you go at it patiently and go at it for more of a plan in the long term, that's where more of these habits and more of this strength work and the conditioning and all the stuff that you do, that's where you get to this point in your life where instead of being this 20-day struggle and then you kind of fall off track, is instead it being something that you can continue to do for the rest of your life, and it just brings on added benefits. So just wanted to touch on that. There's a couple ways to do that, just like with the building process. But the second thing is you may need to recruit outside help or resources. Not to brag, I'm a pretty talented guy. I'm kidding. I'm not. I have a few talents. And, you know, one of my first jobs was actually doing like house painting. And also there was some remodeling work and a little tiny bit of construction work that went with that. However, that doesn't mean that I can build the perfect gym. That doesn't mean that I have the capabilities to build a perfect building. It doesn't mean that I'm able to do it the legal way that the city wants and get all the measurements right and that I have all the tools for everything in order for this project to succeed. It's just something to consider. Although you can do it on your own and the internet can be a great place to find a bunch of these materials, that doesn't mean that you might not get some benefit from some outside help. I have people right now who are doing some of the concrete work, right? Maybe I could do the concrete work myself, but I know if I recruit some of that outside help, the overall building, the overall structure of it's going to be better. That's the same way when it comes to actually building your fitness plan. There might be some people you want to recruit. These can be people where if you have some certain aches and pains you're not sure about, that can be a physical therapist. Or you can also go to someone like me who is like a fitness coach and personal trainer. And someone like myself is able to help you build this plan and help you provide the tools that you need. And maybe you think right off you don't need someone like me. And sure, I will cry about it, right, for a while. But if you don't need me, that's okay. The main thing is that you have the right tools. So what are these tools? Well, the tools might be something like dumbbells, barbells, kettlebells, mats, exercise equipment, different like pull-up bars, dip bars, you know, like different things of different options that can help you in ways to kind of move your body and work on some of the strength. But most of the time, if you haven't done anything and you need to get started, you just need some comfortable floor space and some room to be able to work out. And then you just go with body weight stuff starting off. That's really the best way that this can work out in your favor. So you need to think about if you need to recruit outside help, just like I have for this building project, or if you're able to do it yourself, you might need some tools in order to get things going, in order to get things started. But speaking of getting stuff started, let's say you gather all these tools and you gather the help that you need and you have kind of a layout. if you haven't done activity in a while, or you've just never done like workout exercise type activity in a gym or in your home before, you need to start with the base and then you can work your way up to the fancy or unique stuff. With my building process, it all has to start from the ground up. I can't just go and get all the nice things that I want to put inside the gym and all the fancy stuff and some of the new equipment and some of the walls and cool lighting. I can't do all those things right off, right? I can't set those up and be like, all right, boys, get in here. Let's just build it up all around since I did the fancy stuff now. The best way that it's going to benefit is going from the ground up. They have to level out all of the flooring. Then they have to put some gravel down. Then plumbing has to come in. Then you pour concrete. And then you go through all these steps, building the building up from the ground up. And then once you've built that up, then you can add some more of the fancy things or the more fun design things that would help for your gym business. But if we're talking about you and your fitness, it's the same idea. Starting from the ground up means starting with good, solid compound type exercises. And these compound type movements are things like squatting, hinging, which is basically like deadlifting in a way, right? Or hinging in your hips. Very standard pushing movements like push-ups, bench press, pulling movements like pull-ups, rows, things of that nature. And maybe a little bit of things like loaded carries, lunges, you know, just some of these like movement patterns that are pretty straightforward that people can learn pretty quickly and easily and usually do them pretty safely. Building from there, starting light in your weight, but working your way up. And then once you start to build that base of exercise, then you can start to throw some things in for more variety. And this variety will help keep you on track to then build your way up in this fitness plan in order for you to do the activity that you love to do in a much stronger way and keeping you less injured so you can go out and do that thing that you love to do. And that's kind of the idea with building, but also with building up in your strength plan, your workout plan. You're going to spend a lot of time into this. I would hate to see you do all this planning and recruit all these resources to just do some fancy exercises that you saw on TikTok, which, by the way, TikTok, I mean, RIP, right? It's going to get banned. But TikTok, Instagram, wherever you see those and you see some like strange different activity that some athlete is doing in the gym where he's like standing on a med ball blindfolded while someone throws him a tennis ball. You're like, wow, should I be doing that? Because if this professional's doing that, maybe I should. Probably not. Most people don't need to do that. That's just fancy stuff that gets people to stop on their video in order for them to get more views. And that's the only reason they're posting that there. Most people aren't just going to stare and look at you do a standard squat. But you know what? That's what the majority of people are usually doing on a normal weekly gym workout basis, is all those compound movements that I just talked about before. So doing those baseline moves, building up that strength, then you can add some more variety in there to keep things a little more interesting. While you're doing some of these baseline activities and trying to work your way up to some of these fancier exercises, or in order to apply some of this strength work into the other activities that you enjoy doing, with the building process, since I'm going through it through the city, guys, there's so many inspections that you have to do. Somebody levels out some dirt. An inspector comes out, sees if the dirt's level. Then they go through and put gravel down. And the guy comes out, he's like, yep, that's some good gravel. Then you go through with kind of the piping and putting these like rough ins, or like the little bit of pipe that sticks through the bottom of the ground before they do cement. And he's like, yep, that looks good too. And then concrete, they inspect again. And then putting up some walls of the building, and they inspect again, and things for AC and electrical and all this stuff. You need to get these inspections along the way. Now, I know it's for a safety reason. I know that it's just part of the process. It's annoying sometimes, but it's part of the process in order to make sure that the building stages that you're going through are holding up and that each stage is ready for the next one and that it's getting better. It's the same thing with your fitness plan and your fitness programming. You need to get some testing along the way. The easiest way to do this is when you are finding some of those first off exercises that you're doing, where you do something with weight and you see how many times you're able to squat that weight, or you work with a coach or trainer and they get a 5 repetition maximum where they try to get the most weight for the certain exercise where you can only do 5 reps of it, where you're at on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being super difficult, 1 being way too easy, you're at a 9 or a 10 as far as it goes for that. Then you can use some of those numbers for those, or push-ups or plank or whatever you test. You're able to use those numbers along the way to structure your workout. And then once you get to either, I usually typically use for clients like 8 or 12 weeks out, then you test again. And that tells you if, hey, this is working, or, hey, well, this number's gotten worse or it stayed the same. Maybe we need to change something up. And doing that testing along the way will help things progress. A lot of people, sometimes they might just do something once and they go, cool, and they just squat that same weight or do that same amount of push-ups like forever. And that's why they're going to stay at the same baseline area forever. And it's not really going to help them progress. They're either going to stay the same or they're going to regress in how much activity that they're able to do. So keeping in mind that you might need to get some testing along the way, usually every 8 to 12 weeks is what I would recommend. That will help you know that you're staying on track and help you know kind of what you might need to change around. The final thing with my building project is, if I'm going through all of this planning and all of this working with the city and architectural designs and getting the right permitting and getting these inspections, et cetera, you need to make sure, and I need to make sure actually, I need to make sure that I'm actually utilizing it for what I want it to be, right? I need to make sure that if I am building this all up, I can't be like, wow, it looks pretty good, and then just never use it or never try to use it in any way as a gym, as a filming space, whatever. It would be a big waste of time to not see kind of what I can use the building for. And that way I will know that kind of the actions that I've gone through have built up to something very nice. But that's also the same way for you and your fitness. One of the things you need to think about is if you're doing this towards some actual goal, give a quick example. Let's say that you want to go mountain biking, right? You want to get more fit so you feel more confident on a mountain bike. You go through the planning process. You maybe hire a trainer. You get a physical therapist to help you with kind of a weird ankle injury you had one time back in high school. And you work your way through all this stuff and you go all this planning and you find that you're getting stronger and that everything is kind of going well in the gym and you're doing great with it. But if you're not actually getting out there and mountain biking and kind of pushing yourself and finding times to enjoy that, then what's the point of exercising, right? I get that there's health benefits to exercising, right? I understand that there's just some kind of longevity benefits, or it brings about usually a better quality of life for most people. But if you are working out towards a specific goal, you might as well get out there and then utilize it for that thing. I see a lot of people sometimes kind of like work out and you kind of like, oh, what are you working out for? And they're just like, I don't know, my doctor said I need to stay fit or something. That's, to me, it's kind of, I don't want to say a waste of time, but if you go and you try to find some activity or something that you can now utilize all this hard work that you've put forth in the gym, it just helps to keep you on track in the gym, and then just also enjoy the fruits of your labor. Enjoy what you have done in the gym and see that it is working towards your benefit. But that is kind of where I wanted to kind of stop with this. But I wanted to help, I wanted to make sure that you kind of had this good idea of like building a plan from the ground up and some of the tools and things that you might need in order to succeed in your plan. I hope some of this rambling has brought a little bit of inspiration to you, maybe on trying to figure out some way to work out or like a workout plan and how to go through this planning process and knowing a little bit of where to start. But if you have any questions, you can always message me on Instagram at @foss_movement or on the website www.fossmovement.com. Otherwise, my friends, take chances, make mistakes, and remember that your fitness plan is like construction. You got to have the tools. You got to design some things out. Start with the ground level, work your way up, and then use it for the activity that you love. Talk to you soon.